Okay. I can't believe I'm doing this. I don't want to be doing this. But Sabrina thinks I should do this, so I'm going to. Welcome back to Flings, Rings, and All the Things. I am your host, Rachel. I am not joined with Sabrina today because, honestly, guys, we're no longer friends. LOL. No, I'm totally kidding. If you have been a listener since we started, we normally did episodes every other week until about January of this year. Mind you, by the time I'm recording this, it is April 14th. So where has Rachel been? Sabrina thought that I should do this by myself. I wish I wasn't doing this by myself. I'm talking to myself in my brand new house. Is it brand new? When does it stop being brand new? This is going to be a stream of consciousness. I refuse to edit this episode. We are going to talk about where I have been. This is going to be very raw. This is going to be very emotional. And if you don't want to listen to it, fine. Listen for next week's episode, because I will be hosting an episode a week from Friday. And get us back on a normal schedule. Where has Rachel been? Rachel's been in therapy. If you've been following my TikTok, you know that, or if you don't know, my dad passed away on January 25th after a 2.5 month battle of cancer. And I went in compartmentalizing mode, truthfully. I went in survival mode. I was my dad's caretaker for 2, going on 3 years. I moved him into a nursing home near me after he had been living with a friend. My dad had a slew of health issues before he got diagnosed with cancer, and I, at the ripe old age of 25, became my dad's caretaker. And my dad and I have a lot of issues. We had a lot of issues because he's now sitting on a box on my shelf, which is so fun. I love making dead dad jokes and making people uncomfortable, so get used to that in this episode. But after, when it was good, my dad and I compartmentalized our relationship. I saw him on my terms. I had clear boundaries that I visited him every other week. And then once a month I would take him out for a sushi date. We would do Christmas together. We would do Easter. We would do his birthday, and then we would go out for my birthday. Like, it was very clear boundaries, all of which were set by me. I'm not going to tell you what happened with my childhood because that is my mom's story. While it is mine, it's not my place to tell her dirty laundry. So yeah, my dad died and I didn't lose it. I feel like I'm losing it now though. I compartmentalized so much because also 3 days before my dad died, I moved into my new house. A week before my dad died, I closed on my house. Like, the two biggest life events that could happen to a person happened to me. And I, did I struggle. I truthfully, like, could not have gotten through the beginning of this year without my friends. I will continue to hype them up and be like, oh, I'm starting to cry. Fuck. Oh, I will continue to be so grateful to my friends who rallied around me, who helped me get out of my terrible old apartment, who helped me move, who helped me clean, who helped me unpack my new place. Because without them, there would still be boxes in this house. Like, I would still be living out of boxes. Because I didn't want to do anything. I did not want to do anything. I just wanted to sit in my grief
and deal with that. But of course I couldn't because I had to deal with my house. And to my best friends, Katie and Doug, they stayed with me for a time, and my friend Aria stayed with me for a time, and made sure that I was okay. And I don't know what I did in a past life to deserve friends like I have, to like everyone who came and helped me clean, and like to Sabrina, who was like always there. She drove from Massachusetts to Pennsylvania in a day and back to attend my dad's funeral. So this is going to be a mini episode. Sabrina and I have already recorded the next week's episode. I don't know what to talk about. My dad's dead and it fucking sucks. 'Cause I had to plan. So I'm the eldest daughter, but I am the youngest sibling. My brother, since my dad died, we've gotten closer. A lot of the animosity that I felt towards my brother kind of evaporated when my dad died, because the issues in our relationship essentially was gone. I was at work when my dad died. I got a call from his hospice nurse. My dad decayed so fast, and I think that's what messes with me the most, is that it just happened so quickly. He finished his cancer treatment on the 14th of January, and then 11 days later he was gone. The last time we really spoke, he was angry, and I knew that, like, mentally he was gone, like he was refusing to eat and stuff, and I made the choice to move him into hospice care because he was refusing care. He was being really combative with the nurses. Essentially, like, my dad was gone. And like, I wish that we could have like one more like real conversation. I wish. I'm glad that he didn't suffer for long, because even though my dad had a slew of health issues, he was also just a very stubborn man. And when it came to when we were figuring out like treatment plans, it was like, can his body withstand this stuff? Because the type of cancer he had was inoperable. So the only choice was we let it go or chemo. And my dad being stubborn and thinking he was invincible, he chose chemo. I have a lot of like what ifs. What if we didn't choose chemo? Would he still be here? I wonder if I did the right thing a lot, but I know I can't think like that because like what's done is done. But it was, going back to the eldest daughter thing, it was me who was his, I had to make the decisions. I was the one who talked to the doctors. I was the one who signed the paperwork. It was all on me. My brother was in Jersey and didn't have a great relationship with my dad. And it was all decisions or on me. I had to be the one to essentially choose to end my dad's life. And people like to say, well, my brother likes to say, oh, well, dad gave up. And like, he might have given up, but I'll never just forget how like angry he was last time I saw him and like was able to speak to him, because the day before he passed, I was struggling. Like, I was really grateful to work because they were giving me some time off, and like I couldn't focus. I was like, my dad was dying. But like, I went to work on Saturday morning when his hospice nurse called me and was like, hey, your dad is imminently dying. He was like, he won't make it to the night. So me thinking, okay, I can go to work for a couple hours and then I'll be able to say goodbye properly. but he actually passed before I got there. I will never forget walking to his nursing station and his door was closed. And I was like, why is his door closed? And they're like, did nobody call you? And I go, nobody called me. So I ended up like breaking down in that hallway. And my brother was on his way. Luckily, when like my dad was unresponsive, I called him like, hey, you need to get here and say your final goodbyes because dad's essentially gone. And that was hard. That was really hard. And then I had to start making the phone calls. I had to call the funeral home for his cremation. My brother and I had to start planning his memorial. We had to pick a date. And I mean, my brother and I mean, I had to start planning it. Luckily, everything was paid for already because I had the wherewithal to plan. Well, people told me to take care of it because when somebody goes, you don't want to fucking deal with it. And I am so glad that I dealt with it beforehand. So yeah, all this to say, the podcast took a back burner. I am finding a new normal in my day-to-day life, because also my dad died January 25th. His memorial service was March 1st because with my schedule and my brother's schedule, we had to pick a date that worked for both of us. And it really was beautiful. I had, like, so many of my friends came and supported me. And a couple of people were there who I did not want to see. Some former friends of my dad's who decided to get up and speak. And I was, like, so upset that they decided to speak. I'm like, you cut my dad out of your life, like, 4 years ago. You should not be speaking. So, like, don't make this day about you. Like, ugh, people sucked. Some people sucked. A lot of people were great. And I will say, I'm allowed to say how I feel about this woman. I thought it was really inappropriate that she talked at my dad's funeral. And then after the funeral, like the whole month after my dad died, it was like planning the funeral, planning the memorial, like getting the affairs in order, canceling things and stuff like that. And I only got 5 days off of work to, like, deal with my emotions. Hey, your dad died. Here's 5 days off. But, of course, I didn't get to lay in bed and do nothing. I wanted to. I wanted to be sad and, like, be in my feelings, but I couldn't because shit had to get done. And stuff still needs to get done. Like, not with my dad. Like, that stuff's wrapped up, but life keeps on moving and you're just... this giant thing happened to you and everybody's real sorry for you for like the first month and a half. And then they expect you to get back to where it was. And like, truthfully, I'm not sleeping well. I had to up my Zoloft recently. Like I was literally on the phone with my doctor today. I was like, hey, I could use an extra help. She's like, yeah, sure. No problem. And I explained the situation. So she was like, absolutely. Don't be afraid to get your meds tweaked when major life events happen and ruin you. Not ruin, but just completely knock you on your ass. Because that's essentially what happened. I got knocked on my ass. And I'm starting to get back up. I'm starting to find the new normal. I'm trying to feel normal. Yeah. I don't want this. This whole podcast sounds so fucking depressing. But I have started to feel okay again, I think. Grief, I've learned, is a roller coaster. Some days I'll think I'm okay, and then other days I just get so sad. just so sad. I was at work a couple days ago, and my coworker had to bring his daughter in because she's in dance classes, and we had a dance show, and she was like sitting on her dad's lap, and it just made me really emotional. It just made me sad. I was just like, oh, this little girl with her dad, and I was like, fuck. There'll be times where I'm like driving and I'll think like, oh, I should call my dad, and then I'll have to remember, can't do that. Cause I miss the good times. I know that there were plenty and very bad times in my childhood. But my dad, I was able to get to a place with him emotionally where there were good times. And I think that's what I miss the most. I miss talking to him. I miss telling him about my job and like telling him about the shows that I work on, because he got me into theater and put me on my career path. I miss that. I miss talking to him about the Flyers, even though they fucking suck this season. And I'm just sad of all the things he's gonna miss. And then all of his friends just move on, and you're... And I'm just trying to put the pieces back together, you know? Yeah. I miss my dad. I do. And, I want to thank everybody for giving me time to deal with it. Because I know I've seen messages on my TikTok asking me when the podcast is going to come back, but I needed time. I needed time. And I still need time. You know, I mean, the goal is to get this podcast up and running, but yeah. Oh, this has been depressing as hell. That's been enough talk about where I've been. Hopefully I don't have to talk about it anymore without my therapist, because don't worry, I'm in therapy once a week, because Lord knows I need it. But I'm gonna end this here for this mini episode. I know I say this at the end of all my videos, but I truly love each and every one of you. And call your parents. All right, bye.